1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Former Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Western Wisconsin last week. Buttigieg hosted a town hall in La Crosse on Friday, covering topics ranging from rural health care to immigration enforcement. Healthcare has been a major issue in the region over recent years following the closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. In addition to those closures, many residents are facing dramatic price increases for their healthcare coverage and prescription drugs following the expiration of tax credits through the Affordable Care Act. During the town hall, Buttigieg also accused Congressman Derek Van Orden of being responsible for the healthcare struggles facing Western Wisconsin after allowing cuts to Medicaid and Badger Care. He also criticized Congressman Van Orden for not hosting an in-person town hall where residents could share their healthcare concerns. Congressman Van Orden did vote for a 3-year extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits earlier this month, but it remains unclear whether enough Senate Republicans will support the extension to pass it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to a number of educational live streams next week in honor of Winter Salt Awareness Week. According to a press release, Winter Salt Awareness Week will be held from January 26th to 30th. The goal of the live streams is to share information with residents on the impacts of road salt on drinking water and freshwater ecosystems. The live streams will include presentations on salt reduction practices in winter maintenance, monitoring for salt in local water bodies, and the effects of freshwater salinization. Salt is one of the most commonly used tools to keep roads safe during the winter. However, the DNR has measured a steep increase in chloride levels in Wisconsin's rivers over the years. Much of that increase has been attributed to the use of road salt as well as fertilizers and water softeners. The DNR is encouraging residents to use less salt on their own homes by shoveling walkways before snow turns to ice and scattering less salt over a wider area. They can also switch to using sand, which is more effective when temperatures drop below 15 degrees. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Jeff Hafley to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. After 2 years in Green Bay, defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley is the new head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Meanwhile, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft, recovering from ACL surgery, talked about what he and Micah Parsons are going through.
Before the surgery and something Micah is going through right now, like, it is very painful. I don't wish it upon anyone that the first 3 weeks post-surgery is just... Yeah, it's tough.
College football, Indiana celebrating their first national championship, beating Miami 27-21. NBA, the Bucks at home tomorrow night against the Thunder. They beat the Hawks in Atlanta 112-110. Marquette winning in overtime over Providence 105-104. Freshman Nigel James with a season-high 38 points.
Not everybody's made for, you know, that role to be the floor leader, the guy that's attacking, the guy that's got the ball in his hands when it matters most. NJ is made for that.
That's Golden Eagles coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds for today, a high in the mid-teens. Scattered flurries and snow showers tonight and tomorrow, maybe an inch or two. Low tonight, low teens. High tomorrow, low 20s and breezy. Bitter cold temperatures return for the rest of the week.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.